Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going back to the lines. Betsy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for going. What's on your mind today, Betsy?
Hey, good morning, Matt. So I'm just a little confused because, let's see, corporations are people and money is free speech. What's that move to amend? That's really the problem, isn't it? Is that there's just too much money in politics.
Right.
How do we solve this problem? We got Kevin McCarthy threatening the big tech companies. The big tech companies, they've given them no regulation. What did net neutrality, all that. So I think it's unprecedented what Kevin McCarthy is saying. And I think it's really disturbing because it just tells me this country is really in trouble. They were trying to hide their part in the January 6th insurrection. And then their behavior afterward totally implies that. And, you know, I hope that it's not going to be a Mueller thing again, because we've subpoenaed people before and then they don't show up. This Republican Party does what they want. I think autocracy is here now and people just haven't woken up yet. But our democracy is in trouble. And I think it's so sad about those lost Marines, but I find it so disturbing that some of these Gold Star families are accusing Biden of all sorts of horrible things. And the truth is, the blame lies on Donald Trump. And he is the one that has opened it all up to see where America is going now. All these people are being evicted. I mean, all these things are happening because Donald Trump didn't do his job and he sold America out. And I wonder how much money he has gotten in his coffers from being president of the United States. It's just so sad that he can even go on and spew all his anti-American crap. I've never in my life would think this country would go so low. I even had respect for George W. Bush to some degree. But, I mean, it's just, we don't get money out of politics. Our government, our democracy is in an endless fight. And the Republicans don't seem to care about any rule or law at all.
Right.
And thank you,
Betsy.
Matt,
you wound up quite a few issues that are excellent, and they are somewhat interrelated. Let me hit several of them right now. Very, very important stuff you raised. First of all, in the Citizens United case, remember the one that basically opened up the floodgates to dark money and all these donors putting millions of dollars in? They couldn't do that before. But after Citizens United, that said basically that a corporation is a person and money is speech. Well, a corporation is not a person and money is not speech. And they go, well, it is, Matt. You know it's a fictitious person. Yeah, I know that. They can enter into contracts. They can't suffer humiliation, revenge, loss of pride. They have no emotions. They are a fictional person, okay? They're not a person. And secondly, money is not speech. Money can be used to support speech, but reasonable restrictions on what you can spend have always been constitutional, going back 100 years. Citizens United overturned 100 years of Supreme Court opinions and of congressional enactments, bipartisan, for 100 years, the early 20th century. Several Supreme Courts reaffirmed it. Several Congresses passed it. So these guys come in, and it's very similar to some of the other things that the Republicans are doing. They go, and say the constitutional stuff they're trying to override. They go, well, you know, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, Benjamin Franklin, John Jay. Yeah, they were okay in their time, but we're smarter than they are. Well, first of all, no, you're not smarter than they are. And secondly, I don't care about smart. I'm caring about our Constitution, and you're not going to turn it over. Citizens United overturned 100 years of constitutional precedent, and they did it to benefit the Republican Party. So how do you overturn that? You can do it by constitutional amendment, or you can do it by a new Supreme Court. Right now, the Supreme Court is 6-3 Republican. When the Supreme Court becomes 5-4 Democrat, that means get rid of two of them. And Breyer right now is making noises he might retire. That would give us one. Then it would be 5-4. You flip one more. A Supreme Court can overturn what another Supreme Court did. Did you know that? That's what Citizens United did. They overturned what other Supreme Courts did. They said, we're smarter than they are. That's false. But what they're really saying is, we rule the roost. We're the 800-pound gorilla. Well, a new one come in and say that Citizens United Court was no good. That's the way I'd like to see it done. That's the way I think it can be done. A constitutional amendment is very, very hard to get through. It takes ratification by 3/4 of the states, 2/3 of the Congress. And in the present environment, that wouldn't happen. And secondly, then they'll put in constitutional amendments to get rid of Medicare and Medicaid by, under the guise of a balanced budget and all that. I don't want to go down that path. But Betsy, relax a little bit as we go into, you know, in the next couple of days into a terrific Labor Day weekend. Enjoy yourself. Betsy, it was a lot worse in the past. We are not in that kind of trouble. We will persevere. If you think we had trouble, suppose you were with George Washington in Valley Forge. He didn't know how he could feed his troops. He couldn't know how he could pay them. He didn't know where they were going to get weapons. The British Empire was the biggest power in the world. They were out to kill him. They had a price on his head. That man stood tall. And he won because he had an idea. He had the Constitution. Abraham Lincoln. When he was elected, the South seceded. They fired on Fort Sumter. When he went from Springfield, Illinois, you're not going to believe this, to Washington to get sworn in, there were assassination plots along the way. He dressed as a woman on a train. They had no airplanes. He had to go by train. If he went by horseback, they would have gotten him. That's how he got into Washington. The man stood tall. Franklin Roosevelt, the Nazis overrunning Europe. They would have overrun Britain if it weren't for us. Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. We were unprepared, but the man stood tall. And we stand tall now. And what we have is peanuts compared to what they had in terms of their problems. We will persevere, Betsy. We will persevere. The other things you raised, I mean, there are a lot of good ones, is how can the Republicans do this? Watch them. One of the things that's amazed me is how quickly people crumble, how quickly suits crumble. They'll give up all of our democracy. They'll give up all of their pride. Cruz, Trump says his wife's ugly and his father killed JFK. Cruz says, I love the guy. Let me phone bank for him. They will give up humanity itself for so cheap a price just to stay in office, be a big man and swagger down the hall. That is what is very sad about this, but we're learning by this. We will beat them. Going to break, line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.